quarantiners, it's Remy. Today is Friday, April 2nd, also known as Good Friday. I'd like to wish an early Happy Easter to all my friends out there who celebrate it. Easter is a holiday of hope, rebirth, and renewal, something we can all relate to right now. As the world opens back up, it's like we're starting over in our lives, slowly going back to the way things used to be. But maybe not exactly the way things used to be. My hope is that we can all do it in a way that makes the world a kinder and more caring place, where we look out for each other and for the environment. Now, as you probably remember, I was not a part of Tuesday's cliffhanger, because Alex told me a little fib. He said he was going into the tunnel to get a message to future me, only he actually went down there to talk to her, and he sent me this recording. I'll play the end of it.
I do have something to tell you, Alex, but I think it would be better if I just showed you.
Show me the future?
So that's future me, and that's Alex, the fibber.
Send Remy a recording so she can put it on the podcast, and then I'd like you to come with me.
Come with you a year into the future? Okay. Let me just... Until then, I'm Alex, and this is Remy's Life Interrupted.
So, what happened after that? Where is Alex now? Well, when I got his recording, I ran right down to the tunnel. I had my recorder running, of course. Alex? Remy? I can't believe this. I can't believe he'd do this. Don't talk to future you. Don't ask questions. We have to be careful with the butterfly effect. No spoilers. And then what does he do? He goes into the future and without even telling me. I mean, I'm a teenager now, so... Water, that means the future gate is opening. Hello? Alex?
Remy!
Alex!
Remy, it is so good to see you.
Sorry kept you hanging on the Alex question, quarantiners. Yep, after all that, he was just there in the tunnel, like he never left.
Not very dramatic, I know. But I went through that gate with future Remy, and once I reached the other side, it just didn't feel right. So I came right back.
And you never found out why she wanted you to come through?
I didn't let her tell me. Too dangerous.
And she was okay with that?
She didn't have a choice. I made it very clear how I felt. And I'm still the big brother.
She did give you that hat, though.
Oh, this? Yeah, it's a Gen Z media beanie. Guess they started making those. I asked if I could take it, as a souvenir. Didn't feel like it would mess up the future too much.
It's a nice hat. Looks good on you.
Thanks. Should we do shoutouts?
Let's do it. Happy 11th birthday to Miguel in Chicago from his papa, mama, and brother Matthias. Happy 12th to Ava in New Providence, New Jersey. Happy 11th to Nila in Boston. Good luck with your move back to Germany. Dex says happy birthday to his mom. Happy 9th birthday to Logan in Cardinal, Ontario, Canada. Happy 7th to Zephyr from your mom and dad. Happy 11th to Aiden from his mom and dad and entire family in Maryland.
Happy 9th birthday to Charlie from Oakland, Michigan. Love mom, dad, and your brothers, Joey and Danny. Happy 14th to Ayla in Missouri and shout out to her best friend Eric. Happy birthday, Charlotte. Your dad says the best part of being shut down is being shut down with you. He loves spending time with you driving around and listening to Remy. He and your mama love you to the moon and back.
Aw, that was very sweet. Happy 13th to Elsa. Happy 10th birthday to Nigel in Denver, Colorado. Love mom, dad, Ian, and Desmond. Happy 11th to Nick Hash. Happy birthday to David in Crystal Lake, Illinois. From his mom's, his dad, and sister. Special shout out to Cherry Creek School District. Good luck on returning to full in-person school on Monday. Happy birthday to Kate. Happy belated to Kenya's sister, Karen. Shout out to Olivia Grace.
Happy belated to Emily. Happy birthday to Hunter V. Shout out and happy birthday to Lena. Shout out to Amelia. Shout out to Tegan's grand champion goat Halo. And a big shout out to Mrs. V's third grade class in Manhattan, Kansas, who always wants to listen to podcasts.
Oh, a reminder. On April 8th, all episodes of Remy's Life Interrupted will be moved over to our own feed. That means you have to subscribe to Remy's Life Interrupted separate from 6 Minutes to hear all new episodes. We're here until then, but as of April 8th, the new feed will be the only place to hear this show. Oh, and if you subscribe now, you can go over there and listen to my special message. It's like bonus Remy content.
We good here?
Good.
Are we done recording for now? Cause I have a paper to write for history. Kinda looking forward to digging into the past instead of the future.
Yeah, sure. I'll see you later.
Later, quarantiners.
Okay, he's gone. But I need to tell you that since Alex came back, he's been acting kinda weird. Like, even the first moment I saw him in the tunnel, he ran up and just threw his arms around me. Let's just say Alex isn't exactly the hugging type. Why was he so happy to see me? Was his 1 minute in the future really that upsetting? Something's going on. I think he's still not telling me the truth. I've tried hearing his thoughts, but I'm not getting anything. Now, normally, your girl Remy does not recommend spying on people. It's sneaky and nobody wants to be spied on, but Alex is the one who told the fib and I need to figure out what's up with him. So, producers, cue the spy music. I'm going on a mission. Alex is in the kitchen.
Bread.
He's making himself a sandwich, still wearing the hat.
Slice him with the Bob Ross sandwiches.
Alex is doing his homework.
Let's see,
this is really very boring.
Add in the two.
Alex is going for a walk. I'm staying 4 houses behind him so he doesn't see me. He's still wearing the hat.
I'm going to take a shower!
He's going to take a shower. Wait, what is he holding in his hand? It's a pair of scissors? I'm going in. What are you doing?
Remy? Get out of here. I'm gonna take a shower.
Relax, you still have all of your clothes on. What's the deal with the scissors?
Nothing, I...
Give me the hat.
What?
The hat! Take off the hat!
No!
Give me the...
No! You are not taking it! No! No!
I got it! Your hair... It's so long.
Is it?
Alex, you were in the future more than a couple minutes, weren't you? How long were you gone?
Remy...
How long, Alex?
About 2 months.
Oh, I have so many questions. But until then, I'm Remy, and this is my life, Interrupted.